Have you ever found yourself looking at an audio editing software, maybe it's Audacity or GarageBand, and you felt completely out of your depth? Nothing on there makes sense. Like, you have to learn a completely new language. Like, you can't touch anything because that might mean you'll completely lose your audio, right? Or is that just me? I don't know. That might just be me, because if that is you as well, I can tell you that I get it. Part of why I think so many of us don't even get our podcast started is because of how overwhelming editing seems. And it's the first thing we look to outsource because it seems complex and time consuming. But what if I told you that there is a way that makes editing your audio simple, to the point where if you chose to, you wouldn't even need to ever edit your audio again? Did I just blow your mind a little? Well, mine was blown too. In this conversation with Daniel Hewley, audio engineer and US senior marketing manager for Focusrite, he's going to help us create audio that we won't need to edit. My name is Deidre Shen, the CEO and co-founder of Capture, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Yeah, yeah. Hey you, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Podcast Show. My name is Deidre Shen and I am joined in this episode by Daniel Hewley, audio engineer and US senior marketing manager for Focusrite. We are here to talk you through exactly how you no longer need to edit your audio any longer. This is how Dan got involved in the podcasting community.
I wanted to be a musical audio engineer, just like most people that get into audio engineering. So I went to school for it and I got a degree in audio engineering and worked with a lot of musicians. But then I just really like working with podcasters. I started going to podcast events and really like engaging with and from and educating podcasters. It's just a fun community to be a part of. You know, it was through my job at Focusrite. At first, I was very reluctant to want to engage with the podcasters, but I was pushed by my manager to go start engaging with podcasters. And immediately, I was so happy that I did. It was at a trade show that we were at. It was the NAB show. And I think it was the first year or maybe the second year that they had a podcast pavilion. So the NAB show is in Vegas at the convention center. It's a huge, huge, huge convention. It's the National Association of Broadcasters. So podcasting fits in really well with that. So we had a booth way on the other side in the audio over IP area, because that's where our Focusrite Pro brand is. And my manager had said, hey, look, we're trying to get into podcasting. And she said, there's a podcast pavilion down there. You should go start talking to some people. And I didn't want to. Those convention centers, this is on the last day of the convention. My feet were sore. I didn't want to walk all the way across the convention center with my dress shoes on and back. But I'm so glad that I did, because I made some friends there that are, you know, that was 5-6 years ago. And, you know, I'm still in contact with some of these people that I've met. So I was really glad at the end, but, you know, my feet were mad at me.
Dan and I soon got to talking about how much audio quality actually matters to the growth of a podcast, because after all, this is a podcast about growing your podcast show.
Both myself and my wife, I'm an audio engineer, she's not. And I've talked to her about, you know, what makes her like a podcast. And while she can't really answer that, she can tell me what makes her not like a podcast. And that's audio quality. You know, and with myself, I'm listening to some shows and I love the content and I like the subject and I like the hosts, but sometimes I just can't listen to the show because it sounds so poor. You know, you can tell that they didn't record properly or something like that. So yeah, I think if you want to level up and be taken seriously, we're at a point now in podcasting where audio quality is an expectation. And if you're wanting to grow your podcast and you're wanting to monetize, you know, it's just expected that you have great audio quality. And the good thing is it's getting easier and easier to get that quality audio at good prices, you know, staying within your budget. You know, you can get great sounding audio in anyone's budget pretty much.
You may be wondering what exactly Dan means when he talks about having good audio quality.
It's not crackly. There's no noise in the background. I hate to call anybody out here, but you can very much tell when it was recorded with a computer microphone or with AirPods or earbuds. There's just a, it's hard to put a finger on what that that characteristic is, but I guess you can. It's kind of thin audio, meaning there's no high end that's defined in the higher frequencies, and the lower frequencies aren't really there, even present. So you can just kind of tell what's missing that you get with a professional recording setup.
Yikes, I'm guilty of a lot of that. When I first started my podcast, I had no idea what I was doing. I've shared this with you before, but I ended up getting a microphone from Amazon for $52.99. I didn't even know what brand it was. I definitely don't even know how effective it really was.
I'll say a lot of times I'll encourage people when they first get started to get something like that $53 microphone on Amazon, because statistics show that if you don't make it to episode 7, you're done. You know, you'll pod fade at that point. But then if you get past episode 7, you'll get to 20, then to 50, then, you know, then you're a podcaster. So if you're unsure whether you're going to be a podcaster and whether you're going to stand the test of time, getting something like that, I'm guessing it was a USB microphone, get something like that. That's what I encourage people to get. But get one that has an XLR output, which is that 3-pin connection that you see that plugs into an audio interface. So a lot of the mics, like the Samson Q2U and Audio Technica ATR2100, which are great USB mics to get started with, they both have that 3-pin connection on the back that plugs into an audio interface. And you can actually upgrade the sound of that microphone just by grabbing a Scarlett or a Vocaster or an audio interface from any other brand as well.
Ooh, that's a great tip. We cannot spend too much on our microphone and still find a way to level up our audio quality. So we know now that audio quality does matter. It matters in growing your podcast audience because, well, people want to actually enjoy listening to your podcast. And if they enjoy it, then they're more likely to talk about your podcast, share it with others, and to keep listening. So if this is the case, how can we get away with not editing the audio at all? How can we remove this really painful part of the podcasting process? We're going to take a quick ad break, and when we come back, Danny's going to walk us through exactly how we can do this. You know that moment after you've recorded your podcast episode? You're on a high because the content is so good and it's going to really serve your audience. And then you realize you now have to edit the darn thing. You have to edit the audio. You have to actually make it sound good. And it just deflates you because this is the part that you dread. If that's you, I have great news. I'm joined by Daniel Hewley from Focusrite, who's going to talk us through the exact 3 steps to never having to edit your audio for your podcast ever again.
Well, first of all, congratulations on being a storyteller. And that's what you are. You're a storyteller. You're not expected to be an audio engineer. With our company at Focusrite, we're committed to removing barriers to creativity. So what that means is we don't want technology to get in the way of you using technology. So we want to simplify things. So a couple of things that you can do is just like you were saying, get a professional microphone, you know, like even that $53 microphone, that's a professional microphone. So well done, you're on your way. But then, you know, when you upgrade it, you want that sound quality. I would try something like an audio interface from Focusrite. Like I'm using a Vocaster 2 right now, which is the newest thing that we just launched on June 1st of this year. And they're just hitting stores now. And that makes it really simple. So some 3 things that I can take away from Vocaster are it sets your recording level for you. And what that means is you push a button and you talk into the microphone for a few seconds and it sets your level. And I was just doing that when I was on hold, just waiting to come into the room here. I set my own gain level just because I wanted it to be good for this conversation. So I set the gain level and you know what? It has visual cues as well as audio cues. So I can see on the unit itself that the meters are getting into a good place and I can kind of look down and see that. So that's one way. It just makes it very, very simple. You know, you plug in your microphone and it sets the level for you. Your audio quality will be as good as it can be. And that's really important. So a lot of the things that you might have to change, like EQ and compression, some of that's built in with the magic wand button. Like we have an enhance feature, which I'm using right now, which it puts some compression and it puts some EQ, and it also cuts off some of those lower frequencies that people can't really hear anyway. So it makes it so it's easier to use in your recording software. And you might not have to do quite as much mixing. And, you know, one of the tips is, you know, when you're recording with guests, you don't want one person to be louder than the other. I think you really want to level them so that they're equal. And that's kind of what a compressor does, is it cuts down on any of the really loud louds, and it brings up some of the quiets to kind of squash the dynamics a little bit. So it's all within the range and you're not clipping or anything.
So that means you could get any microphone, and by plugging in a Vocaster or Scarlett from Focusrite, it immediately upgrades the audio quality and sets the recording levels for you, so you don't have to touch things like the compression and the EQ or any of the other fancy options in an editing software. How awesome does that sound? But is that all we need to do? What else might we need to consider?
Two things that you want to think about are input and output. So the input to your computer and the output back to your ears. So with input to the computer, you want it to be loud enough so you can record it. So most important thing is to get to know the gain or the input. And with Scarlett, like I said, there's a little gain knob. Very easy. You can just start talking into your microphone and turn that gain knob clockwise until it starts glowing red. And then you back it off a little bit until it's glowing a nice solid green. And that's an easy way to get the input set on that. On Vocaster, you can either do it that way, you can adjust it yourself, or you can use auto gain, which gets it nice and loud for you. And then for output, that's the other section that you really need to know. And that's basically just your headphones, whatever you're going to listen back with. If you're going to listen with headphones, if you're going to listen with speakers, personally, I like to record with headphones like I'm doing now. But then when I listen back and edit, I'll use my speakers.
Wow. So that's it. Step two is just to ensure that we level out our input and output by twiddling with the knobs until it turns green. I don't know about you, but I'm sold. Okay, so then is that it? That's all our editing done? Because that's pretty awesome.
Well, you'll be editing content still. So you might be chopping some things up like that. I mean, I use the word a lot. So, you know, if you want to remove those, you can remove the ums. Some people leave those in. Some people take those out. That's a whole conversation that people love to have. Just because it's natural, you know, I say in a natural way when I'm having conversations one-on-one anyway. So why cut that out? I think the main help of a Vocaster or a Scarlett is just getting a good recording signal. It all depends on the taste of your show. So some people, they like a lot of compression on their vocal. Some people like to use a lot of EQ. It really all depends on taste. With Vocaster, you can get it recorded in a good way. And personally, I don't do a lot of processing when I mix podcasts. I do a little bit of EQ sometimes, and I do a little bit of compression sometimes, but I don't do a whole ton of processing just because I want it to sound more natural and more like we're experiencing it right now. So yeah, I don't do a lot of processing or editing. I just try to get it in at a good level. And then usually you don't have to worry too much on the other end.
And that's perfect. That's exactly what I want to hear. As someone who is completely intimidated by audio engineering, this is such a great solution to no longer having to edit audio. Plug whatever USB mic you have into your Vocaster or your Scarlett from Focusrite. Level out your input and output, which is as simple as twiddling with the dial on your interface until it turns green. And step three, content edit for plosives and ums and ahs. That's it. If you'd like to know more about Focusrite and their Vocaster or Scarlett interfaces, head over to focusrite.com. I've left those details in the show notes. And if you want the chance to win your very own Vocaster, then enter the giant Grow My Podcast giveaway, which you can also access in the show notes. Not only will you have a chance to win a Vocaster, you'll also win 12 months of free access to the whole podcasting tech stack. I'm talking Acast, Hindenburg, Squadcast, Headliner, Podbox, Podlottery, and of course, Capshow. So go ahead and check those links out in the show notes. And as always, stay awesome.